So we're just kind of having a bit of a drink after the Indigo Trust Give & Tech conference, and I'm here with Andy Gibson and Steve Bridger from Big Society Network. How did you enjoy the day?
Rubbish.
No, it wasn't.
It was fantastic. The main thing, I think, was just it was. I think so. One of the panelists said it earlier that it's quite striking to get this many very, very engaged, very knowledgeable, very networked people in a room talking about technology and philanthropy, and it wouldn't have happened a few years ago. So, just very encouraged by the scale of it and the kind of the sense of who's been in the room and just the potential that I can see around in the people we're surrounded by here.
And what sessions did you go and see?
I'm an innovator, I guess. I like trying new things and failing a lot. So I went to the session about that, which Amy Sutherland and others were speaking at. And was quite interested in some of the, particularly the level of questions, actually. There were some very smart questions about the gap in between the sort of seed experimental funding and actually taking things to scale, and how we start to bridge that and sort of scan the horizons for things that are good. And from my personal perspective, being here in London, thinking about particularly sort of taking innovations to scale in the public sector, I'm very interested at the moment in why fewer people seem to be interested in discovering all the models that people are just finding that work and then supporting them to scale up, and seem to be still wanting to make up their own things and start from scratch. And actually just hearing all the projects, it feels like innovation now isn't about new ideas, it's about
how to scale up some great ideas,
lots of experiments, and let's do something with that.
Okay, and what kind of key new projects that you hadn't heard of before you came here? What really kind of interesting, insightful things did you discover?
The innovation hub in Nigeria was that was the one that really caught my imagination, just because it was such a kind of inspiring kind of do-it-yourself culture there, and to know that they'd got support from Birmingham Trust, and that they were doing something so human and so connected to people when we've apparently been talking about technology. It's nice to see some of the human edge come back into this stuff.
The co-creation.
And co-creation hub in Nigeria. So I think, and there's just been so many great little tech innovations as well. So it's sort of an interesting mix of really smart technology with also some really good human interventions and projects, which I think are very inspiring.
And at the end of today, in the kind of takeout session, Francesca Perrin said she hoped we'd all take away something that inspired us, and it sounds like you have been inspired, but also something we disagreed with. Did you find anything you disagreed with today, or maybe you do something differently?
Will disagreed with my straw hat quite a lot during the day, so you know, I think that's the main thing I'm finding. I think Will's very disagreeable. Apart from that, I don't know. I think one of my caution is that there was a lot of talk about how to take innovation to scale, but it still felt a little bit like, and one of the speakers at the end alluded to this as well, it still felt a little bit like we were talking in a mass production sort of way about how do we take a little widget and make millions of it, rather than a more human type of scaling, which is sort of about actually people taking things that work and I guess sort of allowing people to personalise them. So I think caution about scale.
Yeah, and then how scale's done.
One general sort of takeaway for me, having kind of flitted in and out of sessions, was is that it's not really a north-south issue anymore. There's kind of flows of knowledge and learning from south to north, and we have as much to learn in UK and US or wherever from what's going on in, you know, kind of native, if you like, in places like, you know, various countries in Africa. So that's really interesting.
Actually, there was one other thing that I haven't mentioned which really did inspire me, which is Eric from Shahidi earlier just said as a sort of little aside that he'd been funding his innovation operation now through the research outputs of it.
Yeah,
and
that was interesting.
That, for me, is the fascinating one, because that's something I've been talking about doing in the UK for quite a long time, and so the thing I'm going to go and do is talk to Eric about how to achieve something where we can get enough money to experiment and fail and learn from that simply by monetizing the learning outputs from all of our experiments, which I think would be really exciting.
Rather than separating research from practical translation of that research, it kind of is one and the same thing.
Yeah, joining up the fact that actually I think there's a lot of people who are struggling for funding for projects which may or may not work because they're quite risky, alongside the fact that there's quite a lot of money going into trying to research what's going on, and actually, surely we should be able to justify putting some of that research budget into trying things out, rather than just writing reports about things that people have done for free. How do we bring the two economies together and actually get us some some seed funding for trying things out on the basis that it is actually action research.
All right, well, thank you very much, the pair of you. Cheers. Thank you.